This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Them's the good words. That is, well, I guess it's 1, 2, 3. If we have 5 words, we consider letters words. D, J, V, and show on the air. It's Doug Steffen here to welcome in you, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all the gangs here. It's Thursday, the 13th of September. Wow, we're lucky. It's not Friday the 13th. We missed it. Kind of like the people with the storm in Carolinas, Victoria, I think, isn't much to do about nothing, but the storm is not going to be.
No, it's still pretty serious, what?
Yeah, it's serious, but last night as I was going to bed, turn on the television just to sort of get an update, and it's everywhere. Oh, my God, you'd think it was the end of the world. However, still something to be, as you said, a force reckoned with, or hopefully
absolutely
to be reckoned with. So how are things going?
Put so it all together, will you? The latest on Hurricane Florence, it technically has weakened to a Category 2. However, it is still expected to unleash extreme storm surge, and they even say now possibly historic flooding rains. They've gone from 30 inches up to 40 inches of rain in the projections, and, of course, lots of damaging winds. This is actually going to batter more of the inland part than the coast because it's moving so slowly. It's still only moving at 17 miles per hour, and now they've expanded the reach. The threats will now range all the way from Georgia up to Virginia and parts of southern Maryland, and they say that the 800 flights have been canceled along the East Coast, which is to be expected. They still do not know exactly how long it will sit there. It will arrive a little bit earlier than projected. It will be sometime today. It will hit land in the Carolinas, and the states of emergency have been declared for several states already. The interesting thing is some of the tiny islands off of South Carolina and North Carolina, these are really small islands with one little bridge that connects to the mainland. They have instituted 24-hour curfews on one island in particular. It's called Carolina Beach. It has 6,300 residents, and they say the officials are worrying that as many as 1,000 people are staying, and this town is less than 5 feet above sea level. Huh? It will flood. And so the mayor has urged everyone. They said there will be storm surges of 13 feet on top of a high tide that's going to be 7 feet above sea level. So that's 20 feet right there. This is going to be devastating for a lot of these areas along the coast. And again, people who just choose to not heed the warnings, the mayor in that particular town said that even the rescuers are not allowed to stay. So if you're there and you're thinking you're going to wait this out, you don't have anybody who can come to your rescue. And again, and just because this has been technically downgraded to a Category 2, there is still so much damage that this can do. And even there's 10 million people who are under storm watch in Virginia and the Carolinas. The cool thing is this has really captured a lot of the interest of astronauts, and we've seen some of those images from space so far this week. And just last night, a German astronaut named Alexander Gerst said, "Watch out, America. Hurricane Florence is so enormous we could only capture her with a super wide-angle lens from the space station 400 kilometers directly above the eye. Get prepared on the East Coast. This is a no-kidding nightmare coming for you." And they actually have captured 4 different storms from space. Hurricane Joyce is not going to make landfall. Hurricane Helene will threaten Europe. Hurricane Isaac is down in the Lesser Antilles Islands. And then there is a tropical storm that's headed for Hawaii. So we've got about 5 storms right now that are threatening the entire eastern hemisphere.
Tis the season to be wet.
Yeah.
That's It isn't the storm of a lifetime. As I said about a hurricane, I get sick of the qualifications. It isn't the storm
right, but
of
see,
a lifetime.
The thing is, the danger is, and yes, and the media hypes this up, storm of a lifetime, and then they downgrade it. Oh, well, it's a Category 2, and then people think it's safe, and it's not. So that's the real danger in hyping things up, and then when it gets downgraded, people think they can stay in their homes, and they really shouldn't. So it's,
well, the number of people, the expanse, I think you hit it right on the head. The nail on the head with the expanse of it. It's large. The water temperatures, that fascinates me. And this is what the global warmingists and the climatologists and the climate changers. The temperature of the water in the mid-Atlantic is 85 degrees.
Yeah.
That's pretty well. But you're getting close. Remember now, you're getting closer to the equator. So the temperature of the water would equal, in some circumstances, the closer you get to shore, the temperature on shore. That makes sense. But we're talking about out in the Atlantic, 100, 200, 400, 1,000, 1,400 miles. It's 84, 85 degrees. That's pretty warm. So that's what feeds these storms.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
The storms love that warm water. And but there are other things that have influenced it, including a high pressure region over right smack over me in New England. It will rain a little bit this morning here. Skies clear off this afternoon. We have beautiful fall 70 degree forecast for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But that high pressure that we're enjoying is also going to help the people down in this area that we're talking about, because it's pushing the storm further south and then further inland. So it breaks up, so it isn't so severe in terms of wind, but it doesn't, because of the temperature of the water, it doesn't help I guess it depends on your definition of help. There are some of these areas that are sort of dry and they need to have some water. Well, they need 40 inches of of water. That's probably not what they need, but that's what they are going to get. So flooding galore. That'll be the story in 2-3 days from now, 4 days over the weekend. The story will be the floods between the coastline and the mountains. Flooding. Like,
and you know, another term that keeps popping up now, which is a potential threat, sinkholes. You know how in the past couple of years there was one in Palm Beach, and they kind of pop up randomly? That's something that people are saying that's a very real possibility as a result of all the flooding and the rainfall, which is also dangerous.
Yep. So, it is something, all kinds of things to look out for. The signs here point to people making mature decisions. That's it. Using your head. There's a thing called common sense. And a lot of people I find, and sadly, I used to think it was an age thing. The younger you are, the less common sense you have. I'm not sure that's true anymore.
That's just a people thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Personally, whatever you grow up around or whatever circumstance you find yourself in. But you still hold a good thought for the people in the eye of the storm. And, there are a couple of others. Pretty interesting that there are four of them brewing. You don't ever hear much about Europe and hurricanes. Once in a blue moon, once in a while, you get an alert. Oh, look out, there's a hurricane. But they don't really get
to the storms. They had one really big one last year. England and Ireland got hit really bad. But it's true. You don't really hear that often of them heading that way.
The Gulf Stream stops it. Remember, the Gulf Stream is what makes the water in part warm. If you follow the Gulf Stream, it starts up in the North Sea and goes across the Atlantic in sort of a diagonal way and hits land about Daytona Beach. That's where it hits. And so when you see the difference in the weather south of Daytona and north of Daytona, Jacksonville's weather is not anything like what you experience in Miami or Palm Beach or those areas are warmer in the main than Jacksonville, and up in Jacksonville is more like the Carolinas, and that's because of the Gulf Stream. The Gulf Stream sometimes can slow down this stuff, and sometimes it makes it work, depending again on the temperature of the water. It's really fascinating how the Earth really works. If you give it consideration, it's like anything else in Mother Nature, the grand design, if you will, the scheme of things, the fact that Mother Nature, if you will, or the Earth, is really just like a human being or anything else that lives. It's a living, breathing body. It is, and many of us don't think about that because you look at rock and you don't think that's breathing that part of the earth. But the earth is really an extension of what we consider to be life and living. And maybe it's the other way around. Maybe we are an extension because we don't exist without the carbon elements on the planet. It is really more appropriate to say in the planet because this is a carbon-based planet. We're carbon-based beings. And so what has come, and you look around at the gases that form carbon, and many of them are prevalent in these storms. Or they stir up. You can get a headache thinking about it. And you know me, I like to sometimes dig around and stuff. Going into the weeds. But the fascinating thing about all of this is how it sort of it works. And are there differences? Yep. Is that coincidental with global warming or climate change? Yeah. Does man become then the bad guy because we've created it? I'm not so sure of that. I don't think we've helped it any. I think we haven't really. We're not the reason necessarily because the earth is changing as a living being, but we haven't helped it along any because we have created more uses of carbon that have destabilized the carbon balance of the planet.
Well, that's why the oceans are warmer. It's because of carbon.
Yeah. Exactly.
But the warmer the oceans keep getting, is then the more these types of storms we're going to be dealing with.
What did you say, Jen? My favorite headline from yesterday is from the Washington Post that blamed President Trump for this because he's complicit in global warming. And so apparently now hurricanes are also under the control. Right. This is where the stuff gets political, and
ridiculous.
I'm sure we could argue for days about whether or not man can control climate change. But there are weather patterns, and weather patterns happen, and they have before we were here, and they'll happen after we're here.
To blame that on Trump is just politically asinine.
That's a stupid thing to say because it negates
Washington Post.
It's a stupid thing for them to say because it negates the actual very real conversation that needs to be had about climate change and our role in it. So to blame Trump, who's only been here for what, a year and a half, that's stupid. So, but if he doesn't do anything, if he's around for 8 years and he doesn't do anything, then there will be blame on that because
what is
8 years is a long time. There's so. What do you mean? What is there to do?
Like, what's significant? As the question is, what significantly can you do? There are a lot of things you can do and a lot of things that aren't being done. The electric cars, the cutting down of emissions from gasoline.
I live in a state
cars.
That's whacked out about global warming, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, global. The air quality has never been worse in my entire life. Up until I was in probably the third grade, the air quality was pretty bad in California. We'd have air quality days in schools. It got better. It's getting worse again. And we're going totally only clean emissions by 2045. I just don't understand. We do everything we do. We strap our businesses to do everything we do. And China's still polluting. And we're all still going to die because China's still polluting. So what do we do?
China's
a
huge problem. Yep.
China is.
And you're never going to fix China.
China's really the problem in many ways. I'll tell you the story about when I first started going to California in the wintertime in 93. You could watch as you were landing in LAX, you see the five layers of smog
but
and crap in
better.
The air. And now you never see those
again.
When you land. You know, but what I wonder about is when I was there, what was it, last week, the week before, and I started sneezing and coughing, and I carried that with me for a while. I'm now not doing it as much, but I was sneezing and coughing for a week or 10 days. I didn't figure out what that is. Frankly, why
there's something. It's not. I can't even see my mountains. Like probably 2 or 3 days out of.
You bought those mountains? I didn't know.
Well,
I would have gone.
They're very close
there.
To my house, so you should be able to see them.
I know, right? They are very close to your house. And then there's all that stuff going on. I was going to get off into a tangent about what happens going up and down the valley. California is a beautiful state. The United States is a beautiful country. We have taken so much for granted, and maybe that's the problem. We have become spoiled because of the success. That doesn't mean we ought to feel guilty about it. It just means we ought to develop some consciousness about it and think what we are doing, actions. You know what I mean? 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
About 23 and change at the hour here on the Thursday, September 13th version of the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria and I celebrating the music first of Bruce Springsteen, John Stewart, Eric Church. They are going to headline Stand Up for Heroes. It's a fundraiser for veterans. Jim Gaffigan, Seth Meyers also headlining with these others. Stand Up for Heroes fundraiser benefiting the families and those who have been injured in the line of duty. Our veterans are the beneficiaries of this. Jimmy Carr and Eric Church also on the bill for this event, which will take place at the Hulu Theater in Madison Square Garden in New York City on the 5th of November. Ooh, that's a significant date in the history of the planet. Wow, they're having it on November 5th. Golly.
Weird. I wonder what happened that day.
I wonder what happened then.
What's that about?
Stand Up for Heroes was first held in 2007. The brainchild of Caroline Hirsch, Andrew Fox, and Bob Woodruff, the news guy, who were nearly killed in an attack in 2006. And they were embedded with troops in Iraq. I remember that kind of vaguely, that whole thing. The events are a chance to put aside our differences, Bob Woodruff. Put aside our differences to honor those who have and continue to sacrifice. You know, that's a very good point. There are those of us who are very critical of the United States and the decision of government to go in and do what they have done. But that doesn't get in the way, or in my mind, it ought not to. And maybe the lesson was learned during Vietnam when I was a kid and the soldiers were so disrespected. Another very unpopular war. The soldiers didn't make up this. A bunch of soldiers didn't get together one day and say, hey, you know what? Let's go invade Vietnam. Or a bunch of soldiers didn't get together and say, hey, let's go and drop some bombs on Iraq. That's, you know how stupid that is? You know, you want to take a shot at somebody, not literally, but figuratively. You want to blame somebody. Blame the politicians who come up with these harebrained ideas. Not the people who have the uniforms on, who are told what to do, and they do it.
Right.
It really bothers me.
I don't think we'll ever see that again.
I hope not.
But I don't think so. I'd like to see less
involvement in these faraway places that have no benefit to us, but to help the military-industrial complex. But to blame the soldiers is a height of stupidity.
you look at the problems we've had with the VA, and while maybe they're not getting shunned in the streets, it's still no picnic.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
No, it isn't at all. So anyway, the tickets for this event, Stand Up for Heroes, will go on sale today at noon time. You can look for that. And actually, I'd like to attend that. That'd be a nice birthday deal. All right, let's see. I don't know what day of the week the 5th is.
Are you hinting?
Got to look at the day of the week. All right, next up in the soundtrack of our lives is Dolly Parton, who is going to... There's a film coming out about a plus-size teenage daughter of a former beauty queen who adores Dolly Parton and her music, called Dumplin'. Adapted from the book by Julie Murphy, the film features collaborations of a lot of original music from Dolly. Book references Ms. Parton all through it, including the opening lines that state, "The best moments in the protagonist's life have started with a Parton song." Main character named Willow Dean, a reference to Parton's real-life sister, Willa Dean, W-I-L-L-A-D-E-E-N-E, as opposed to W-I-L-L-O-W-D-E-A-N. But close, cute. Parton contributed newly recorded collaborations of some of her most popular tunes, in addition to 6 new original compositions that were co-written by her and Linda Perry, who's been nominated for Grammy. Soundtrack comes out November 30th, features Parton performing with Sia, Miranda Lambert, Mavis Staples, L. King, Alison Krauss, Rhonda Vincent. Sounds like pretty cool stuff. Matter of fact, Here I Am, the debut track from the soundtrack performed by Parton and Sia, comes out, I think, tomorrow. Dolly wrote and recorded the song originally for Coat of Many Colors, an album that came out in 1971. The movie stars Jennifer Aniston and Daniel McDonald, both of whom appear with Parton on the soundtrack. Something to look forward to. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Accept, don't change your partner. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more you try to change your partner, the more disappointed you'll be. People, after all, do not change each other. Instead, we merely change ourselves. So many couples fight because one partner wants the other partner to be different. But again, we don't change others. We only have the capacity to influence them. Instead of trying to change your partner, consider spending more energy accepting him or her. The more you can accept your partner for who he or she truly is, the more likely you'll be able to truly love that person, not just the idea of him or her. Your partner is amazing, just like you are. Focus your energy on learning about and listening to your partner rather than making him or her into some fictitious character. No, your partner is not a creation of your mind. He or she is immensely better than anything you can create, so get to accepting instead of changing. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence, now a Category 2 hurricane, as its outer bands are approaching the coast of North Carolina. But officials say it will still be expected to produce life-threatening storm surge and rainfall that may be measured in feet by the time it's over. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is saying forecasters expect it's going to be moving close to his state as well, as early as later today.
And it could stay around for a couple of days. There's no place in South Carolina or North Carolina for water to go. We're waterlogged, so I worry about flooding. I worry about wind damage.
Bakersfield, California police are trying to determine why a man killed 5 people and then himself yesterday afternoon. Among those he shot and killed, his wife. He then took his own life as a deputy was confronting him. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
At the hour now, the world is listening to us, ladies. So let's be on our best behavior and have our best voice. I'm Doug Steffen, talking to the world. Jennifer Horn is here to talk to the world with me, and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilden at the controls. So Jennifer, you have the honor of now tempting the world with your mind and your info.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we've cooled on talking about Judge Brett Kavanaugh for a few days, and that's because his committee hearing is over from the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he is awaiting a committee vote on September the 20th, I think is the date that that's on the calendar. The Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, however, released that Brett Kavanaugh has responded to 1,200 questions submitted, wow, mostly by Senate Democrats, some Republicans in there too, following his four-day hearings earlier in the month. So keep in mind what this process has been like. You had him going around for about 2 months, going to meet with different senators, the ones that would take a meeting with him. He would sit down and talk and answer questions. Then you had a four-day hearing. Three of those days he was present for. He gave his opening statement and then took two 12-hour-plus days of questions. That's his job. Don't feel sorry for him. But then the follow-up. His office has received 1,200 questions that he's answered. It amounted to more than 260 pages, and he went through and answered all of the senator's questions on topics that range from abortion, executive power, his personal finances even. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who is my senator here in the state of California, took to questioning Judge Kavanaugh's stance on abortion. This has been one of the things that a lot of critics of his are worried about, and took him to task over an email that he wrote in 2003 that said he considered Roe versus Wade to be settled law, an answer that she considered to be a bit too vague. And so he responded to her on that, gave some clarity. He also addressed a similar question to Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, saying that the email commented on the views of legal scholars, not describing his own views. So even though we aren't hearing about Judge Kavanaugh, he is still answering questions, 1,200 of them. Even having to defend the fact that he's a sports fan, because he was asked about the amount he spent on tickets for local sports teams from the Senate Judiciary Committee. So kind of interesting to see what's going on behind the scenes, but this is the most questions, the most questions ever asked in follow-up to any nominee for the Supreme Court.
Well, he was asked about gambling debts, right? He was asked if he has
gambling debts, that's right.
Because he has like $100,000 in debt or something, and another loan that was something. Yeah, there was some.
But it was like $100,000 in gambling debts. He had,
he had credit debt.
Right.
Right, and so they were asking him, was that a result of a gambling addiction? Which I don't think that's what it is, but I thought that was interesting that that's where they went with it. I guess, are you a drug addict? Are you, where are you, why do you have that much debt? I guess that's, that was really what the question was.
He doesn't look like a drug addict.
No.
Is there such a thing
what
as
does that mean?
Like? Well, look at Seth Rogen, who is, people like that. I think you look at people and you, I guess it depends on what
Seth
drug
Rogen?
Addict.
Does he look like a drug addict to you?
I think he looks like a stoner to me.
He looks like a stoner.
Well, there's a difference, I think, between a...
Yeah, there's a difference.
I guess I would consider like a meth
drug addict
to be a drug
stoner
addict.
Two different things, yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Point taken.
I don't think Judge Kavanaugh is a stoner.
No, I don't think he is either. All right, let's get to another thing to be focused on today. This is really important. Today is National Peanut Day. How many people know the peanut? Originated in South America 3,500 years ago. They grow underground like a potato. They are a nightshade. Here we go. Peanut Day activities today. You can go to a baseball game, bring the peanuts with you. That's cheaper than buying them. How much is a bag of salted peanuts? At $5? How much does that cost
at least. At a sports game?
They are good, though.
$6.
The ones that are, they cook them in salt water in the shell. That's, they are good.
Have you ever had raw peanuts, though?
I have. I don't.
If you go to Georgia or North Carolina, actually the Carolinas, any place where the hurricane is headed today, if you go to the Carolinas or Georgia, they do boiled peanuts, and that's something that we don't do a lot of. Oh,
no.
My goodness. They are so
very good.
Good.
Right. Ugh. The only time I ever had them in my life, this is name-dropping time. You ready to step over the name?
Oh, boy.
I was at Jimmy Carter's, his in Atlanta.
If you're going to name drop, that's a good one, though.
Yeah.
You're allowed to drop the name of a former president.
I was in Jimmy Carter's gas line, and I was a little hungry, so.
Right. That's not even name
dropping. No, I was
in
Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter gave me some boiled peanuts when I visited him.
He'd have them.
Yeah, they have them in the, if you go to Atlanta, to the Jimmy Carter Library, they have Jimmy Carter's family are peanut farmers. That's where his money comes from and came from. They're peanut farmers. And he had peanut, any size, shape, any kind of peanut you wanted is in the Carter Museum in Atlanta. And peanut, they have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's really kind of, it's kind of cute. Anyway, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes, today. Who doesn't think about that? Who doesn't love? It's got to be good peanut butter, though. You got to, there's a difference between some of the commercial brands because of all the stuff they put into them. They look at some of the big brands like Jiffy, and they're loaded with all kinds of things that you don't want to put in your body. But you can get some organic, really good peanut butter that's yummy, yummy, yummy.
And of course, on Whole Foods, which is fun, and it's a mess, but it's still fun.
Yeah, you can get them there. The peanut butter I have, I bought at Trader Joe's. Anyway, Peanuts comic strip, Peanuts, even though it stopped circulating, there are a lot of people who take the opportunity today, National Peanut Day, to patronize the work, or at least to think about and acknowledge the amazing work that Charles Schulz did in creating that comic strip. So all things to think about today, National Peanut Day. All right, Jennifer, let's look at the television scorecard for today, the television schedule. I watched Suits last night, good episode, and I've watched four episodes of Jack Ryan on Amazon TV.
How is that show? I know we've said it's kind of like 24. Is it?
It's a little like 24. So I now yesterday I went into Whole Foods and the lady said, "Are you a Amazon Prime member?" And I proudly said, "Yes." And she said,
"And you got 30 cents off." Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's about it. I'm not sure I got anything off. But in order to find it, you have to remember to register your phone number or something that they can check on, because everybody can say they're a Prime member. How do you prove it?
Well, you have it on your app. They scan your app.
But I don't have it on my app. I just
Victoria.
Went right to the...
Did you really just say that? Oh, boy. Sometimes I forget, and sometimes I think he moved further along.
Now,
he's got an iPhone 8 now.
Can you scan a flip phone, or...?
No. It's not. I have an iPhone. No. I just bought an 8,
remember?
He has
an iPhone 8, so he's like, right out of you. Cutting edge.
Better than me. I've got nothing.
He's cutting edge from 2 years ago.
Brendan is the one who set me up on Prime, and he did it through my computer in my office. So it doesn't. I mean, I probably can get the app pretty easily. I might figure that out. As a matter of fact, the lady tried to explain it to me. If I had my iPhone with me, I probably would have had her do it right on the spot. All right, so that takes care of my recollection of last night, Jennifer. What do we have to look forward to tonight? The new shows are gradually creeping in, aren't they?
Well, they'll start next week, because this weekend will be the Emmys, and after the Emmys, that's when the new TV season will start. Today's kind of a quiet night, and that's because there's the football. Thursday night football will be the big story. My problem is I'm going to need therapy, because I have become obsessed with Bachelor in Paradise, and I've been Instagram stalking all of the couples who formed this week to find out if they're really still together or not. So I need therapy. But if you are like me and you'd like to get a distraction, Big Brother is new tonight on CBS. That could give you one of those. Julie Chen still, I guess, we'll see if she's still hosting Big Brother. She took a leave from CBS, but according to all the TV Guide reports, she will still be hosting Big Brother. That's at 9 o'clock on CBS. Celebrity Family Feud is a rerun tonight on ABC, but there is a brand new Match Game at 9 and Take 2 at 10, so a couple of new game shows for you to check out. If you're a fan of The Good Place, or maybe if you've been thinking about trying to catch up on it, The Good Place has 4 reruns to get you ready for their season premiere next week. That's on NBC starting at 8 o'clock, followed by, Dougie, are you ready for it?
Yes, ready.
A rerun, but you'll like this one, of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Also tonight, there's a Law & Order that you'll check out on the Mint Channel. That'll be new. Shaws of Sunset is new tonight on Bravo. There's also a few episodes of Jay Leno's Garage. That's all night long on CBS. You can check that out. And a new episode of Naked and Afraid.
No. CNBC.
CNBC. I'm sorry. Did I say CBS?
Yeah,
sometimes it sticks out. And then on Discovery Channel, new episode of Naked and Afraid. So there you go.
The Law & Order Special Victims Unit has been my least favorite. I don't watch that because I find it too... It's just too violent.
Well, then I'll take that off my search list. I always have your favorite shows pumped in, so I can tell you.
All right, well, NCIS is not the original one in Los Angeles. And let's see, Blue Bloods, that should be coming back around to being on... those are a couple of them, anyway. I'd be interested to see when Madam Secretary is back on. That should be, I think, toward the end of the month.
Is that show still on?
Yeah, it is. Yes, thank you, Jennifer. All right, so let's see what we have at the sports desk here at 44 past the hour. We move over or back to Jennifer for a new enrollee at Harvard Business School. Hooray!
Harvard. Yeah, Kyrie Irving. He is a boss. He's the point guard for the Boston Celtics, and he's among the newest group of athletes that has enrolled in the crossover into business program at Harvard Business School. It's a course created to help stars from the world of sports maximize their earning potential during and after their playing careers. This should be something that's not just rolled out for athletes, but also for actors who get a lot of money very quickly and don't know what to do with it. Kyrie Irving is joined by the class of Denver Nuggets power forward Paul Millsap. There's a former NFL tight end, Martellus Bennett, among others. Longtime NBA forwards Chris Bosh and Karen Butler previously completed the program. Kyrie Irving has already started to broaden his appeal by taking his Uncle Drew character, which was developed for Pepsi commercials, mainstream agreement with the featured film by the same name released this summer. He said, I feel like if I had the same amount of time that I was afforded for basketball to learn about business and investments, I think I'd probably be in a pretty different place. You just got to learn as best you can on your own time. Taking a course at Harvard is obviously a pretty significant step in that process. And at the same time, Kyrie Irving is working back from knee surgery that forced him to miss the latter stages of the 2017 and 2018 season, including the playoffs.
Isn't that the same problem with Aaron Rodgers? Doesn't he have a knee problem?
Well, he was playing Sunday, and then he got injured, and then he came back again.
And then won. He was...
Really?
Was,
okay. But is he still going to play with his... What are they doing about his knees?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's back, and he's powering through whatever injuries he's dealing with, but, yeah, I don't think he's going to miss any games.
How's that going to affect him later in life, one would answer or ask that.
Well, he's the guy with, the $130 million, new contract? He broke the record?
$134 million, right.
So I think he's going to power through and pay for new knees later on.
Keep our moving. You know, you don't have to go to Harvard Business School to know what to do with your money. Invest it in marijuana stock. That's all. Put it in marijuana stock, you'll be fine. All right, so Victoria, the World Surf League. Here we go with gender parity. First, we have to understand what the World Surf League is.
Well, the World Surf League is the professional league of surfers around the world. And so,
anybody else know there was a professional league of
everybody surfers? Knows there's professional surfing. Yeah.
I guess I'm not in that category. I'm not in everybody.
Maybe if you're landlocked, then I don't know. But so the World Surf League's announcement that it will pay equal prize money to both male and female competitors is actually making a splash. See there, online. And so a lot of people are really happy about this. In the 2019 season going forward, male and female surfers will be awarded the same prize money at all of their competitions. And with this new decision, the WSL has become the first U.S.-based global sports league to launch equal prize money for men and women. And there are equal prize monies for men and women in other tournaments and other sports, but this is the actual first one that is U.S.-based. And so... Male surf champion Kelly Slater praised the decision, saying the women on the tour deserve this change. The female WSL athletes are equally committed to their craft as the male athletes and should be paid the same. Now, there was a little bit of controversy with this because some people are questioning where the money comes from. The prize purses are based on the number of participants in each event. So typically, there are more men surfers than female surfers. So that means, the bigger pot would usually go to the men. And now the league is just going to level that playing field and will probably be between $500,000 and $600,000 for top prize starting in the next season.
Yeah. All right. Here's something else kind of interesting. For those of you who are numbers fans, the number of people last weekend who attended games of NCAA-ranked football teams, you know how they have, they call the football bowl subdivision. The past weekend, there were 3,513,235 people who attended college, the ranked teams' games. And that number compares to the number of people in the stands for the NFL games, 931,721. So four times as many people attended college football games, the ranking games, as attended NFL games.
More fun and they're cheaper to go to. It makes sense.
Yeah. Are they more fun? Why do
absolutely.
You say they're more fun?
In my experience, I've had way more fun at college games than in... They don't stop as much. They're faster paced. There's more energy in, you're either rooting for your school or rooting against the other school. It's just a lot more fun. And those stadiums on the major college teams, they're the same size as NFL stadiums. It's crazy.
Yeah. Huge, yep. 10 before the hour here on the Crazy DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Back in the action now in the DJV program, it's Tech Talk time. This is the opportunity for those of you who are as technically astute as I am to glom on to Victoria's knowledge. Let's get started with what Volkswagen is going to do in the technology sector. This is going to be very interesting. It sort of reminds me of an episode of Jay Leno's Garage.
Right. This is pretty cool. Volkswagen has found a new way to use a 3D printer. They're going to mass produce car parts that are printed using HP's 3D printers. Now, Volkswagen is actually the largest car maker, and they unveiled these plans to start using HP metal printing technology to manufacture select parts, including gear knobs and custom tailgate lettering. Volkswagen said it wants to mass produce structural parts using the technology within 2 to 3 years. They said a complete vehicle is probably not going to be manufactured by a 3D printer anytime soon, but the number and size of parts that they can make is going to increase significantly.
Right. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's think about this.
What?
How big? This is what somebody's just thinking. That a 3D printer, you're going to make a big enough 3D printer so they push a button and out comes a car.
No.
It's the parts that you put. The car still has to be assembled. It isn't going to push.
Right. Well, that's what they said. A complete vehicle will probably not be manufactured by a 3D printer anytime soon, meaning all of the parts that make up a car won't be printed. However,
you're not going to push a button and a car is going to come out of the printer. That's not going to happen.
No.
Anyway,
no one thinks that that's going to happen, apparently, except you. However, the cool thing about this, they said the big advantage of using 3D printing, it allows them to make as many of the parts that they need, and they can experiment with them without actually building the manufacturing tools first. So instead of building, adding on to an assembly line and coming up with what the machines that need to make these things, they can test it all out with 3D printers. Volkswagen currently has 90 3D printers in its plants, and right now they're used to make replacements for rare parts. And so now they're moving even forward more with expanding how many different things they can print. Parts like pistons will be printed. They said that even works for what they call highly stressed parts. And they say HP said its new metal printing service won't be limited to car parts. HP is loving this collaboration with Volkswagen, by the way. This is huge for them. They said the implications are huge for the auto, industrial, and medical sectors, and they can produce billions of metal parts each year with their 3D printers.
A friend of mine runs a plant called National Machinery in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school. And it is the largest manufacturer. It's a machinery company that makes machines that make machines, i.e., this stuff done by the 3D printer. They make the machines to make spark plugs, to make door handles,
right,
to do all of the things. Now, that stuff is going to be, they're going to have to find something else to make at this plant because this sort
of technology.
Well, I
think what they should do is make the actual parts, that get all the 3D printers that they can get and just start making the parts instead of making the machines to make the parts.
Yeah. All right. Casio releasing a new watch next year. Features GPS, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and more. Let's figure that out by listening to this.
The Geek Out.
While Google has officially announced there will not be a Pixel smartwatch this year, there are still many new watches coming out that do run Google Wear OS, which, by the way, is the new name for Android Wear. Now, one of the more interesting ones comes from the dean of digital watches, Casio, and it's targeted at the adventurous outdoors type with a giant round screen that features offline color maps for all your remote location GPS needs. It has a dual layer screen, tons of features and functionality, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi connectivity, and it's something Dick Tracy would fall in love with. It's a huge watch at 50 millimeters, and that's needed to house that big, vibrant screen. The Casio ProTrek F30 hits in early 2019 for $550.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, next idea comes from Gawker.
Yeah.
I was about to say that. Gawker, Victoria.
Well, Gawker's coming back in early 2019. It, of course, was the now-closed gossip website, but it will be relaunched by the new owner, Brian Goldberg. He is also the co-founder of Bleacher Report, which is one of the larger sports reporting sites. He bought Gawker and its archive of hundreds of thousands of old news stories. Now, this is mostly gossip and celebrity stuff. He bought it for less than $1.5 million in an auction this summer.
Yeah.
He said, "We won't recreate Gawker exactly as it was, but we will build upon Gawker's legacy and triumphs and learn from its missteps."
Got so sued by Hulk Hogan, right? And they put him out of business?
That lawsuit that they lost, Peter Thiel was behind that, and so that's what made them go bankrupt,
Yeah. All right. There's the story. All the tech, well, not all of it, but interesting technology.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.